we're firmly of the view that the issues need to be resolved within Ireland itself. We just need a degree of common sense, a practical approach, and we need engagement between the authorities and the industry so that we protect jobs. We've got 16,000 people employed in the sector. They need to be protected. They're really, really important. They're the backbone of coastal communities. So we will work at both EU level and at member state level to try and resolve these issues.
So you do believe that this cannot then be solely resolved in Europe? This is going to take some resolution within the state as well, and that does
We need some leadership. We need some leadership at state level. We need some understanding of the actual process and the procedure of weighing the fish so that they're not damaged for food production.
The point's been made that there is a uniqueness about Killybegs in that in most places the factories are on the pier site in Killybegs. That's not the case, and part of the issue here is that that's not fully understood by those who are setting the rules and setting the control protocols. Is that a factor, and do you believe these meetings in Europe can help overcome that?
That is indeed a factor. I mean, Ireland is unique in that we have a very significant shore-based industry. What we do require, though, is we need a level playing field in terms of how that industry is managed and controlled as compared to our competitors in Europe. It will take some time, but our role at this time is basically to give a voice to the industry at European level. So it's really, really important that the state supports the industry, but it takes a developmental approach rather than pure control.